You have your Bibles. Open with me to Daniel chapter 6. If you don't have a copy of God's Word today, I invite you to look in your pew Bible there to page 743. Daniel chapter 6, page 743. I'm going to go ahead and address the glass of water up here. If you were raised Methodist, you might be excited thinking, we're going to baptize today, but no, this is for me. We'll need a lot more than that to baptize here at Baptist Church, but be patient with me with that this morning. If you found Daniel chapter 6, we're going to read just the first three verses as we open this morning, so why don't you stand with me this morning out of reverence for the reading of God's Word. Excuse me. The Word of God says this: It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three presidents, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all other presidents and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Let's pray together. Father, we are so grateful to be gathered here today. We pray that your word, especially on a day when we're reading and teaching such a powerful, familiar story, that your word would speak to us in a fresh way. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are looking at your chimes and looking at the screen, you'll notice the title has changed. That happened last night. apologies to those who are responsible for printing the chimes and that. But as I was going through it, I thought to myself that this is what the sermon is about. It is about Daniel's faith, the faith that he has, well, to face lions. His life was marked by that. And yes, he did have an excellent spirit all the way, back in chapter 5. It's mentioned here again in chapter 6. But more than that, today we're looking at the faith of this man who's facing maybe the most intense and harrowing experience or circumstance of his life, where his faith will be put to the test. Today we're doing the story that you probably know. If you went to Vacation Bible School or Sunday school as a kid, or if you've been in church for a while, maybe you know the story. Maybe you know it and you've never been to church before. Daniel in the Lion's Den. It's a story that's captured our hearts. A man who's been unfairly convicted of an unfair law, facing a gruesome and horrifying execution, death by lion. And we're all waiting on pins and needles with bated breath to see what happens to this man of faith. We wonder, will he stand strong in a time of great trial? We want to know, will Daniel have the faith necessary to face the lions? And we want to find out, will his God deliver him? Well, we'll get the answers to those questions and more today. I want us to look at four characteristics of Daniel's faith, that his faith is predictable, courageous, continuous, and fourth, that it's effective. But this morning, we'll start right there, chapter 6, verse 4, point number one. Daniel's faith was predictable. It was predictable. I'm going to read with you verses 4 through 9 here. Then the presidents and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in conjunction or in connection with the law of his God." Then these presidents and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, The prefects and the satraps and the counselors and the governors are agreed. Well, that's not true. But that's what they said. That the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into a den of lions. Now, O king, establish this injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed the document, the injunction. So in their jealousy, these other satraps sought to depose Daniel. There was no doubt he was going to be elevated over them. He was going to be the boss, so to speak. They didn't like that. Daniel was this uppity exile from Judah. He didn't belong here. Who did he think he was? Somebody needs to knock him down a peg, or maybe even just get rid of him altogether. And so they get together and they open up their playbook and they're like, all right, guys, what do we got for this one? What do we normally do when we're trying to get rid of somebody? And, you know, and one of the satraps raises his hand. Yes, Reggie, what does he want to say? Well, I think, you know, we normally just dig up some dirt on them. And they're like, yeah, that's right. Good idea. Everybody in favor of Reggie's plan. All right, so they decide to do this. They do it all the time. We'll find something on this guy. But there's one problem. There's no dirt on Daniel. There's no dirt on Daniel. He's squeaky clean. They cannot even find a complaint. Can you imagine that? There's not even a complaint against Daniel. No faults, no errors. He's clean. And so these guys, they might be devious, but they're not dumb. And they say, okay, all right, plan B. Reggie, you're out. Who's got another plan? You know, hand goes up. All right, how about plan B? Plan B. The smart one, he speaks up and he says, you know what, fellas? The way I see it, the guy's faith is the problem. So why don't we make his faith the issue? Why don't we make his faith the issue? And so they do. Daniel's faith was so predictable, these men knew that this was the one area that they could get Daniel. The one thing he wouldn't back down. The one place that they could trap him and he would give up himself. They knew exactly how and when to catch Daniel. Let's look ahead and borrow a couple verses from the next section. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. I think it's a safe bet. Daniel probably had a nice house. He was one of the presidents of the country there, the kingdom. He probably would have had a nice house. A nice house would be in a nice neighborhood, and a nice neighborhood in this day and time was high, built up high to get the wind, to get the breeze and the nice views. And there was Daniel in one of the highest places in town on the top of his roof, opening his windows for all the world to see. This was such a predictable pattern for Daniel to bow towards Jerusalem and pray three times a day that everybody knew about it. Daniel's faith was predictable. So predictable, his enemies knew how to catch him praying. Now, you can probably feel this coming, church, but you know I have to ask. Suppose our enemies wanted to catch us praying. Could they do it? Suppose our enemies wanted to catch us demonstrating our faith. How much trouble would they have finding us, catching us? Would they have to stake out our house for a week or hire a private investigator to follow us around and catch some photos? How easy would it be? I'm not saying we got to go and pray in the middle of the street or anything obnoxious or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. But the point is that Daniel's faith was obvious. It was predictable. So my question for us is our faith predictable? But it was also courageous. Secondly, Daniel's faith was courageous. In chapter 6, verses 10 through 15, I've already read verses 10 and 11. We'll pick up with verse 12. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, O king, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king says, yeah, that thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked. Then they answered, said before the king, well, you know this Daniel guy, that exile from Judah? Well, he pays no attention to you, O king, or the injunction that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And when the king heard these words, he was much distressed, and he set his mind to deliver Daniel. And he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. Then the men came back by agreement to the king and said to the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians, that no injunction or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed. So these snakes, these slimy little satraps, they set a trap and they waited. They knew where to catch Daniel and they set the trap in motion. I can imagine them talking to one another and saying, like, how are we going to keep this a secret from Daniel? We don't want him to find out. I mean, he's religious and all, but surely if he knows he has to wait just 30 days, he's not going to ruin his life for that. I don't know. I hope Daniel doesn't find out. All he has to do is wait. But Daniel was very aware of what had happened. And matter of fact, in verse 10, it says, when Daniel knew. I'm sure Daniel was praying up to this point, but once Daniel found out that the law had been signed, he understood what was going on. It was after that he went up onto his house, the roof there, opened the windows, prayed in public view of everyone. He knew full well what was at stake. Daniel understands the consequences of disobeying this kind of law. It wasn't too long ago that Daniel had three friends who refused to bow down and worship another king, Nebuchadnezzar. And these guys ended up in a furnace. Now they were delivered, but still, Daniel knows the consequences. Not only that, but he understands his place in history. Daniel has a unique position. He is about to be second to the king. He is a leader. He's an example for the Jewish people. He's a representative for his God before this king. He has a chance to stand up for what he believes in and put his life on the line. He understands the opportunity. Daniel does not flinch, whether he's facing a ferocious king or a ferocious beast. He's consistent in the face of persecution. Folks, sometimes it takes courage to live a life of faith. Maybe all the time. Sometimes our faith will be put to the test. You probably know this. You've probably experienced it. We might think of proving our faith or testing our faith by saying the right things. I test my faith because I say the right things doctrinally. Or my faith is tested when I stand up to someone or something I don't believe in and speak my mind. But this is a different kind of test. This is another kind of test. This is a test where Daniel has to trust God even when the outcome is uncertain. Daniel is trusting himself to God even if that means becoming a martyr. Now you might say, well, hang on, Daniel knew he was going to get out. Daniel knew God was going to deliver him. I'm not so sure. The Bible never says that. God never says, well, Daniel, go into the lions then. I'll be with you. I'll take care of you. I won't let them hurt you. Daniel never prays and says, Lord God, don't let the lions tear me apart. There's not a word, you might not have noticed, but there's not a word from God or Daniel in chapter 6. Not yet, and not until after Daniel spends the night in the lion's den. Now, I can't say for sure that God didn't tell him that, but I can say this, we don't know that he did. I feel like Daniel is doing this, Daniel is going forward with this, not because he has certainty that God will deliver him from the mouth of the lions, but because he trusts in his God no matter what. I know Daniel knows God can deliver him, but I also know that Daniel knows God doesn't always deliver, because how did Daniel end up in Babylon in the first place? His nation was wiped out. They're destroyed. They're taken into exile as slaves. Daniel is one of them. God can deliver, but he doesn't always deliver in the way we think or do the thing that we want him to do or the thing we think he ought to do. But in this situation, Daniel trusted in the Lord's will. He trusted in the Lord's care, no matter what, no matter how it looked, no matter what the outcome would be, no matter how God decided to handle it, Daniel put his faith in the Lord. And you know, occasionally, maybe even often, we have to walk into that lion's den not knowing how it's going to turn out. That's courageous faith. Courageous faith is necessary to face our trials because we are not guaranteed the outcome that we desire. Daniel's faith wasn't just courageous, it was continuous. Verses 16 through 17, or excuse me, through 20. The king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions, and the king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. The king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him. Sleep fled from him. Then at daybreak, the king arose and went in haste. He ran to the den of lions. As he came near to where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Here we are, chapter 6. This is the end of Daniel's story. Now, there's prophecies in the latter part of Daniel, but Daniel's life is summarized in these few chapters, and from the very beginning when he landed in Babylon until now, where he is about to be exalted in power above maybe even many of his captors, Daniel has shown one thing: faithfulness, consistently. You see, faith comes in kind of two varieties: the day-to-day and the big moment. Our faith is made up of 1,000 decisions and then a few big ones. Day to day, day in and day out, we decide to trust in the Lord and follow Him and not follow the world. At work, at home, at the ball field, in traffic, we decide in good days to follow the Lord even though things are going our way. And then in the dark times, we trust in the Lord. And honestly, this might even be the hardest part. Maybe for you, this is hard. Because it's faith over the long haul. Sometimes it might be easy to steel ourselves for that moment we're standing in the mouth of the lion's den. But it's the daily grind, day after day, decision after decision. Maybe it wears on you. Maybe you're tempted to let your faith lapse. Don't do that. Be consistent. Be continuous. Serve God continually. But then there are a few moments in life where we stand and we face something. Maybe it's not a den full of hungry lions. Maybe you're facing that lion, our adversary, who roams around, prowling around, seeking for someone to devour. Maybe you're facing a different lion's den of something else in your home and your life. You'll be forced at some point to put your faith to the test. Take note of Daniel's faith. He never wavered day in and day out in the little things, like praying to the Lord. Such a simple thing. Just praying. And then when the big things come, like a chance to stand up to the king and put your life on the line, he's prepared. He's prepared for those. Lastly, Daniel's faith was effective. It was effective faith. Verses 21 and following. Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths, and they have not harmed me. Because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he trusted in his God. And the king commanded that those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they even reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones into pieces. King James says there they crushed their bones. Daniel's faith accomplished two things. Our faith accomplishes always two things. It benefits us and it glorifies God. Daniel was delivered. Praise God. Daniel was delivered and God was glorified. Our faith serves us. It serves us in so many ways. And I'm not just talking about the foxhole faith or the sudden burst of religiosity, you know, the idea of like, well, God, I don't like this situation. I want you to change it. Or, God, I put in my time. Now it's time for you to put in yours. Or, you know, I'm in trouble. Get me out of it. Or, now I've held up my end of the bargain. You hold up your end of the bargain. Not that kind of faith, but a faith that is about a trust where you leave it up to somebody else. You just leave it up to someone else. To me, I think of it, it's like flying in an airplane. It's been a long time since I've flown, but I can remember the last time I've flown. There's something that I did not think about, which is, I wonder if the pilot wants to kill me. I didn't think that. I assumed the pilot was going where he said we were going. I didn't think, well, maybe he's going to change his mind. I trusted him. I didn't think, well, maybe he'll decide to crash. I didn't think that. Because I felt that the pilot had my best intentions at heart. And so if he says, we got to turn the plane around and go back and land where we just came from, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I'd say, well, I guess that's what we got to do. Because even though I don't understand what's going on, the pilot understands, and he's looking out for me. And when we put our trust in God, we can't understand all that's going on, but our faith in the pilot allows us to have peace, joy, confidence. It allows us to be hopeful in the midst of trials. See, our faith serves us. Now, let me address the elephant in the room here, or the lion in the den, so to speak. Daniel was delivered practically unharmed. Nothing happened to Daniel, yet we've already kind of said it doesn't always happen that way. The Lord doesn't deliver us from every trial unscathed. There are times when we go into the fiery furnace and nothing happens, but then there's times when their clothes are a little singed and we smell like smoke and okay, made through it with a little bit. And then there's times we find ourselves in the lion's den and our bones are crushed. I think these times, this is perhaps the most crucial times for our faith. Faith is most necessary when the days are darkest. It is easy to trust when everything is going great. But when the darkness closes in and we can't see, it is then we have to walk by faith. If we had assurance that every trial was going to turn up how we wanted, where would be the faith? How did Daniel face this trial? How did Daniel face such a terrifying situation? Where did his strength come from? How could Daniel have the faith to face lions? Because his faith was in another lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse. He did not call Jesus by name, but his faith was in God. And we know that Jesus Christ the righteous is this lion. The lion who conquered all our enemies, including death and hell. So we know that no matter what we encounter in this life, we have a hope beyond this life. Our faith and hope does not rest here. It does not rest in escaping this life unscathed. That's not our ultimate hope. Our ultimate hope is in the new creation when we don't even have to be afraid of lions because they're eating straw with the ox. We put our faith and hope in Jesus and a confidence that he overcomes anything, whether we find ourselves in a fiery furnace, in a lion's den, in a hospital room, in a funeral home. Whatever situation in the world we find ourselves in, we put our hope in the one who's overcome the world. Our faith serves us. It gives us peace, comfort. But it also glorifies God. When those around us see our faith, it magnifies the one in whom our faith rests. Especially if our faith has been predictable and courageous and continuous. Then the people around us, they want to look and see how we handle these trials. They wanted to see if we really actually trust this God whom we've continually served, or if this has just been all talk. Are we actually going to trust him? Daniel trusted in the Lord. God was glorified. King Darius said, "I'll make a decree that all in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the Lord, before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed. His dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." To God be the glory. The same God who delivered Daniel from the power of the lions can deliver you. He will deliver you. Maybe not from every circumstance, I'll give you that. But from the most important and from the greatest enemies that we have, the Lord will deliver us. We can put our faith in him. So today I want to encourage you with a simple thought, a simple plea. No matter what is happening or has happened, put your faith in the Lord. It's just that simple. Trust in the Lord. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah. And when the times are hardest, our faith is most important. Maybe you're here today and you're wandering around. You've never put your faith in Jesus. You've never tested out this Christian thing. You've never experienced anything like this. Well, I want to encourage you today to come to the Lord in faith. If you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, I'd love to talk with you about it today or later this week. If you want to call up at the office. Maybe today you're experiencing a trial and you need to put your faith in the Lord, or you need to trust in the Lord. I encourage you to do that today. Wherever you are, whatever it is you're struggling with, put your faith in the Lord today. you can receive.